Good morning. I'm very happy to be here. Maybe not happy to have the first talk. Usually I write it during the talks. So I, but still nevertheless. I just remembered, as I said, I'm not walking up totally. But I'm working since 99 on this stuff with staffers in Hamburg, applied to staffers and became a member of Sam Mikeston. And the toolkit was what we had in the back end for in Java with now Apache license that is for the back end of the web office, right? And it's still used by OpenExchange on the back end and as a fork, unfortunately, but I forked it back. And ODF is the standard that they did once. And just to mention it, it was quite surprising because they said when we spice it anyway, then we can make an OASIS standard of it in an ISO standard. And it was such a wave that was the reason why Microsoft created their OXML standard. And just as an anecdote, first it was called OpenOffice XML, but then others, like Khalifa said, don't mention it like a product. Then we are just second citizen. So we have to make it the open document format. And Microsoft said, okay, we need a name, and from OpenOffice XML, they switched the first words. It was OpenOffice, Office Open XML. I was totally confused at the time. Okay, got 15 minutes. We're starting right away. The ODFTC, we are just, not seven draft, one was left. So, and Regina has to draw a little back. So from six people, we're just now more or less than five. And then three freelancers, and I'm one of the chairs. And Michael Stahl, who's not here, is one of the, aside of Regina, the most pushing member. Regina was usually the Zugpferd. I'm working these days mostly in electronic invoices where I make the money. There's an European standard for invoices, and commission pays me now for being editor there. And I'll tell you some slides there, because we can learn. It's two fields they should learn from it. So, and I have no real idea what Microsoft is doing there. And they, they implemented ODF 104 even already. I'm not sure about the quality of that. We have no tests at the standard level, also a problem. But it's very helpful to have them. And most of the work that we're doing is now interoperability, things that are missing in the file format for which exists in OXML. And think about a file format just like a glass of water, glass, where you can fill data in, right, and switch it all the time. And we just have to enlarge the glass to the other liquid, the features going in there. So we need some work, some assistance here somehow, and also maybe some big players and maybe some big ideas, and we have to do some big thing again. So, what is the standard, first of all? I have to say it again. It's very, very important, this blueprint, this like a cooking recipe, that all the things do the same thing. Like you give a recipe to a friend, and the cake should taste the same thing, or the same way, yeah? And that's the way, like DNF4 was a big, big success, even if America used the letter format. But it helps a lot to have usability, avoids lock-in, and you can save a lot of money there. And but we just have this file format, this shock frozen runtime, and we haven't standardized layout, we haven't standardized how the way it's allowed to change the format, and that's the next thing that I would like to do. So the other thing is the ODF toolkit, and the status that I'm missing the release, that there was some work on this electronic invoices. It should become a reference implementation. It's like in the back end without view, but it's like easy to hide the complexity of this file format, right? And I try to generate as much from the standard as possible. And this executive generation is a problem. And the standard status we published 4 years ago, ODF 1.3. 1.4 is already in the queue, should be soon be ported on an ISO. That's the next level. I usually explain that ISO is like the king standard, but to me it's a bit old system. We should renovate the system, but it's a different talk. Mahmoud. Think about the Mahmoud. Call for Mahmoud, and then you see that there are problems here. Okay, anyway. And Microsoft has this 1.4 support, there's a link in there. And we are just missing other reference implementation, like ODF. I need to fix the generation somehow. And we started work on ODF 1.5. And there's one thing I'd like, and then I realized I want to do not the usual slides. I just want to do something like, I'm 54, 3 something, and I said, I got 10 more years, but now I want to do something. I want to kick ass, have fun, something like this. So I like to tell you, maybe I have to tell you that we have a